I have to confess that typically when I hear this gospel reading, I tend to come down pretty hard on the apostles. I find myself wanting to cry out to St. Peter, Jesus has risen from the dead. Twice now he's appeared to you, shown you himself, living again. And now you're going fishing? Like, hasn't the resurrection changed everything for you? And yet it seems like he and the other apostles are just going back to their old life. They're getting in their boat again, going fishing. But I found myself this week as I was pondering this gospel scene, praying with it, a bit more compassionate and understanding towards the apostles. As it dawned on me, you know, these men have been through a lot. They've left everything to follow Jesus. And then they've experienced the trauma and the disappointment of Good Friday, his death on the cross. And then on the roller coaster, back up to the overwhelming joy of Easter and Jesus risen from the dead. And perhaps we could cut them a little slack, wanting to just have some normalcy. And even more, maybe in this kind of in-between time where the apostles are in the gospel, after all, Christ is risen from the dead, but it's not until the moment of the ascension that he gives them very explicit instructions to go out into the world and to baptize and to teach. It's not until 10 days after that at Pentecost that they're going to receive that outpouring of the Holy Spirit to equip them with the gifts and the graces that they need to fulfill this task. Maybe in this kind of in-between time where the apostles were perhaps a bit perplexed, not certain what they were called to do, maybe their return to the Sea of Galilee and their decision to go fishing again was not so much a return to their old life, but instead a return to that place where they first met Christ. For it was at that very spot where Jesus had first encountered them, where he had first called them, "Follow me." And perhaps their return now to the fishing boat is a desire in a way to begin again, to meet the Lord anew. And there's something very profound about this gospel passage in that when our Lord appears to them, they're in the boat on the sea and Jesus is there on the shore, we're told that they didn't recognize him. So often this is the case in these resurrection appearances of Christ. He hides himself in some way. He's veiled. People don't immediately recognize who he is. And I think perhaps our Lord does this not so much for the apostles' sake, but for ours. Because is it not the case that typically in our lives, the Lord Jesus comes to us veiled, hidden in some way? And it takes the eyes of faith, like the eyes of St. John, the beloved disciple in the gospel today, for us to recognize him and say, it's the Lord. There's so much that's so very ordinary in this gospel reading. The apostles are going fishing, their ordinary work. And after they finally recognize the Lord and meet him on the shore, he invites them just to simply have breakfast with him. And then there's this beautiful encounter of where Jesus takes Peter apart and just walks with him as a friend on the shore. So much ordinary here. Because the Lord, more often than not, comes to us in the most ordinary of things. And he's veiled and he's hidden within what is just ordinary and everyday for us. This is one of the reasons that it's so important for us to be here faithfully at Mass every Sunday. Because here at Mass, we practice. A practicing Catholic is someone who goes to Mass every Sunday. Because here we practice how to see the Lord with the eyes of faith when he comes to us hidden and veiled. It happens here in the Eucharist. Ordinary bread and wine that become, we believe, truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. But it takes faith to see that what appears to be ordinary bread and wine after the consecration no longer is that, but is truly Christ here in our midst. And so when we practice this Sunday after Sunday, little by little, we learn to see Christ hidden in the most ordinary things of our lives. We learn to see him hidden in our work. The apostles went fishing back to their work, and in the midst of their ordinary labors, they met Christ. So too for us, whether our work is a paying job or chores around the house or a volunteer work, we can find Christ there. He invites us in our work to build up, to co-create with God. And in the burden of our labors, to unite ourselves to the cross in some way and to share with him in the redemption of the world. The Lord comes to us in our leisure, in our rest, in our recreation, just as he said to the apostles, come have breakfast. Let's enjoy a meal together. So too, in those ways that we find simple joy and pleasure in life, these are little foretastes, little glimpses of the eternal joy and pleasure of heaven, of that vision that St. John had in our second reading of Revelation of the glory of God. We find Christ in our friendships, just in our communion with one another, just as Peter found Jesus walking at his side as a friend on the shore, so too, you and I, when we experience the joy of friendship, of good, holy, healthy friendship, it's a way of meeting the Lord. It's a taste on earth of the communion of saints, our communion in Christ. And even, as we hear in our first reading, we can be one with Christ even in our suffering. We can find him there. The apostles learned this lesson, and so that by the time of the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, they rejoiced that they were found worthy to suffer dishonor for Christ, because they knew that there too Jesus was with them, that he was sharing with them a bit of his cross, giving them the opportunity with him to redeem the world. You see, yes, obviously the resurrection is a game changer, but in one way, the resurrection doesn't change anything. You and I still wake up and go to work and enjoy the pleasures of life and friendship, and we suffer. On the surface and the externals, everything may seem to be just the same. The disciples went fishing again. But in another way, the resurrection changes everything. Because it changes our hearts. And by the grace of the resurrection, we learn to find Christ in everything. Every aspect of our lives can be filled with meaning and purpose. If we train ourselves with St. John every moment of every day to say, it is the Lord. In my work and in my play and in my friendship and even in my suffering, whatever's happening, it's the Lord. He's with me. May is a month of special devotion to our Blessed Mother. Let's ask her today. Let's turn our hearts to her this morning on this first day of this new month and ask her to teach us. To teach us what she knew so well. How to find the will of God in everything. And to say moment after moment every day, it is the Lord. To find him with us and to walk with him along the path that leads to that perfect joy and that glorious vision of God in heaven. St. Patrick, pray for us.